Now, Human Rights Watch has warned that the ISIL terrorist group seems bent on killing or expelling all religious minorities from the northern Iraqi city of Mosul and its surroundings. Human Rights Watch urged the group to immediately halt its vicious campaign against minorities in and around Mosul. The ISIL Takfiri militants recently started marking houses belonging to the 1,000-strong Christian community and issued a statement which told them to convert, pay a special tax, leave the city, or face death by noon on Saturday. ISIL militants have already kidnapped large numbers of people from other minority groups in the region, and many bodies of the abductees have been found. Joining us now is Dr. Matar Matar. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Matar. Now, as one of the fleeing Christians in Mosul stated, that this is going to be the first time that Mosul will be without a Christian community. How do you interpret the oppression and the wrath of ISIL in Iraq?
Okay, this is very well expected by the Islamic State because they are following the strict radical explanation of all the verse of Surah Tawbah, and their imam, the Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, who sanctified this fatwa about jizya. So the jizya was issued before by ISIS on Raqqa Christians as well in Syria back in February. They put the Christians there in front of the same three options, either converting to Islam or the jizya or tribute or death. So the tribute was issued on Christians in Raqqa was about 13 grams of gold that on the for the wealthy Christians, and the for the middle class was half of it, and for the poor people, 25% of it. Now, if we go back to Mosul, actually, Christians there have already fled Iraq in general after invading Iraq in 2003, and the chaos that happened in Iraq, but in Mosul itself, there was about 100,000 Christians before, 10 years in Mosul. And right now, the expectation is about 200 Christians. So it's not actually about the numbers. It's about the ideology that is going on the ground by...
Well, Dr. Matar, very quickly, if you can, what do you make of those who fund and support this, the spreading of such ideology, and supporting the militants, the Takfiri militants, who kill and oppress in the name of this ideology?
Well, they want to keep this chaos continuing. They want to keep this sectarian war continuing. They want to spread the hatred among all minorities against each other and against the Sunnis. They want to keep this war going. The whole point is to attract the international community led by United States finally to interfere. They want the American troops on the ground. They want the holy war. This is their leader, Zarqawi, what he wanted at the beginning when he beheaded the first hostage, American hostage, on TV back in 2004. They are leading a big propaganda. They want people to hear them. They want yesterday they just burned the church. They want to destroy all churches because they don't want they want to keep these minorities under focus,
right,
under lights, and the international community will interfere sooner or later because this war is not going to end soon.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Dr. Matar Matar, political commentator, joining us via Skype from New York.